Hello everyone, thanks for tuning in to Press TV World News. Now, the International Committee of the Red Cross has delivered a convoy of humanitarian aid to Venezuela in cooperation with the country's government. Shipment arrived via airplane from Panama. It includes over a dozen power generators, 5,000 liters of distilled water, and medical equipment. Red Cross says the supplies will be distributed to hospitals around the country. Venezuela has been gripped by economic problems and political unrest. President Nicolas Maduro's government blames the U.S. economic war on the country for its financial woes, also accuses Washington of interference in the internal affairs of the oil-rich country. Caracas has previously rejected U.S. aid as a smokescreen for regime change. This came after the White House recognized an opposition figure as president of Venezuela. Join us now out of San Juan is Lajos Saz, the political commentator, for more on the story. Hello there, Lajos. Thanks for joining us back on the program. So we had two attempts at getting humanitarian aid into the country. This one was successful. Why?
Well, because it was agreed with the government of Venezuela and with President Nicolas Maduro and the head of the International Committee of the Red Cross, Maurer. So this is different to previously when the opposition backed by the United States, the political opposition backed by the United States and Colombia and in general by the countries of the Group of Lima, they tried to force the aid that the United States sent to Cúcuta, Colombia, but that aid was politically charged, politically loaded. In my opinion, it was an attempt by the United States together with the opposition, but I believe the U.S. is using the opposition to bring down the government of Nicolas Maduro. It's not that the opposition is really relying on the U.S., it's the U.S. that is using the opposition. Why? I believe that there is a hybrid war in which the United States is trying to do regime change. And one of the tools, among many, in addition to the diplomatic offensive of withdrawing recognition to Nicolas Maduro and giving it to Juan Guaido, one of the tools was to use the humanitarian aid to try to rally the people of Venezuela suffering from shortages and a humanitarian crisis, and then trying to have them escort the aid provided by the U.S. across the bridge in from Cúcuta to Colombia. That didn't happen, of course. And to try to, rally the people of Venezuela against the government of Maduro and bring it down. But they didn't succeed. And, of course, Maduro wouldn't allow an assistant that they quickly realized that it was intended to support the opposition against his government, to try to bring down his government. So, but the difference with the Red Cross is that it has been agreed by the Red Cross with the government of Venezuela. It's not politically loaded or charged. The International Committee of the Red Cross is neutral, as opposed to the Venezuelan opposition of the United States. So in that regard, it was bound to be provided, to be allowed to arrive to Caracas.
But Lajos, aside from the humanitarian aid, I mean, we know that Venezuelans, the country and the people rely heavily on the proceeds from oil. That's another thing that Washington's put his hands on, hasn't it? It's keeping oil revenues from getting back to Caracas. In fact, trying to allow Juan Guaido and his allies and his cronies to have access. That's also money that could be used for aid and getting food to desperately needy Venezuelans.
Well, indeed, because as I said, the United States is, in my opinion, applying a hybrid war that has several fronts, diplomatic front, military threats, the potential of military intervention with conventional forces, and also economic warfare. And that includes sanctions, and that includes the prohibition of any exports of Venezuelan oil to foreign markets, with the U.S. pressuring other countries like India not to buy Venezuelan oil. So it's part of that strategy. Really, the United States is not interested in the well-being of the people of Venezuela. What they want is to provoke them, to make them bring down the government of Venezuela. The U.S. is interested in regime change in order so that with a new government headed by Juan Guaido, who I believe is a tool of Washington, then they are going to take over, well, the oil sector, as you said, and the multinationals. They even said Kudrow, the White House economic advisor, that the currency is going to be the dollar, the U.S. dollar. It's not going to be the Bolivar anymore, he said, because he is not worth anything. But in any case, it's ironic that the International Monetary Fund, as you will all know, is based in Washington, D.C. Well, recently the IMF and the World Bank said that they are not going to give a financial assistance to Venezuela because they don't recognize that government, pretty much. They said that they will provide assistance once there is a government they can recognize, and that is the problem, because at the same time the IMF said that Venezuela is suffering one of the worst humanitarian crises, tragedies in recent times, but is not willing to give money to try to help and address the situation. Why? Because it's following orders from Washington. It's part of that hybrid warfare in the sense of the economic warfare front, like, you know, freezing assets, imposing sanctions, freezing gold reserves in foreign banks, and then there is this tool, of course, that any international financial institution influenced by the United States or the U.S. satellites, they are going to refuse any assistance because the U.S. is saying so. It's part of that hybrid warfare to try to cause an effect that is bringing down the government of Venezuela.
Thank you for joining us and for your perspective there, Eliosh. Mr. Eliosh Sazdy, their political commentator, joining us out of San Juan.